Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Lamont and I am CSL's Chief Financial Officer. It is a pleasure to be here today and meet with our company shareholders. Thank you for coming along and for your support and interest in CSL. This morning I will give you an update on the CSL business, how CSL is placed today and where we are investing in the future. As you will have seen in the video, CSL is very focused on innovation and I hope to draw that out this morning. At the end of my presentation, I'll be pleased to take your questions. There are also some of my CSL colleagues here today, and they too will be happy to answer any questions you have over morning tea. CSL began more than a century ago when the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories was established by the Australian Government to protect the health of a nation. Today, CSL is a global biotechnological company that develops and delivers innovative medicines that saves lives and helps people with life-threatening medical conditions live full lives. We are the largest manufacturer in the US $30 billion plasma protein market, and we have one of the world's largest plasma collection networks. We are the second largest player in the US $6 billion influenza vaccine industry. Our position is strong with revenues in excess of $8 billion, and we sell into more than 60 countries around the world. Products are manufactured in one of 8 key manufacturing facilities in 6 countries. We have a major expansion program underway to expand our facilities to ensure we meet the ongoing demand for our therapies. Supporting this and fueling growth into the future is our focus on research and development. We have over 1,700 people in this division, and last year we invested over $700 million in R&D. And lastly, we are in a strong financial position with A-level credit ratings and only a modest level of debt. In looking at CSL, you will quickly become aware of some industry-wide themes affecting the company. Firstly, the supply of the raw material plasma is tight. At CSL, we are opening 30 to 35 plasma collection centres this financial year to alleviate this situation. Demand for our therapies remain robust. And finally, there is a technology shift underway in the influenza vaccine industry, and CSL is at the forefront of this shift with both cell culture and adjuvanted product. Turning to the CSL values. More than a century ago, CSL made a promise to protect the health of those stricken with a range of serious medical conditions. Today, that promise has never been stronger. We are driven by our passion and commitment to patients and stakeholders we serve around the world. Our 5 core company values underscores our commitment to providing the best possible therapies and services. Our first value is patient focus. We listen to and address the needs of people with life-threatening disorders and the professionals who serve them. We conduct and fund medical research, sponsor and support patient programs, improve and expand educational programs, and advocate with government authorities for patient access to care. We are passionate about meeting the needs of our patients. Next is innovation. We invest in emerging technologies to develop new products and improve existing therapies. Our dedication to research and development of plasma proteins and therapeutic proteins ensures that we maintain a robust product pipeline of new, safe, and innovative biotherapies. But innovation is not limited to research and development. We are committed to continuously improve in all facets of our business. Our third value is integrity. We remain deeply committed to continuing our heritage of serving patients whose lives depend on our products. We are ethical and honest at all times. Collaboration is the next value. We aim to collaborate with patient groups, plasma donors, investigators, physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and home healthcare organisations. We work together to achieve better results. And the final value is superior performance. We are patient-focused and performance-driven. We thrive in an environment that fosters innovation, and we strive to be the best at what we do. These values are very important to us, They guide our behavior and they guide how we conduct our business. Strong and consistent revenue growth is important. It's the execution of our strategy that has enabled us to deliver consistent and strong growth over the last decade. A decade that has delivered a compound annual growth rate in revenue of some 9%. Growth is about maximizing the value of our existing portfolio while delivering new products and innovative therapies. It's this strong and consistent growth that has enabled us to reinvest back into the business, which underpins our future growth. And I will talk more on how we've been doing this later in the presentation. Our focus and commitment also extends to you, our shareholders, and creating shareholder value. If you had the vision to invest $1,000 Australian in CSL shares when the company was listed on the Australian Stock Exchange in 1994 and reinvested your dividends, this would be worth over $400,000 today, a return of approximately 27% per annum. This outstanding growth in shareholder wealth has led us to move up the chart on the right to be now the fourth largest company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange with a market capitalization of approximately 90 billion Australian dollars. On slide 7 is our most recent financial results, the first half of 2019. As you can see from these numbers, we delivered a solid first half performance. Revenue was up 11% at constant currency to 4.6 billion US dollars. And net profit after tax was up 10% at a constant currency to 1.2 billion US dollars. Constant currency removes the impact of exchange rates movements. This level of growth in both revenue and net profit is particularly pleasing given the strong performance we achieved in the previous half year. Of particular interest to everyone in the room, we paid an interim dividend of approximately $1.20 Australian dollars, which was up some 20%. Taking a look at the CSL business in a bit more detail, these two pie charts give you a snapshot of our sales for 2018 by product and by geography. On the left, you will see the makeup of CSL's portfolio in terms of the product areas. CSL has grown to become the global leader in immunoglobulins, or IG. This is an achievement that we are proud of, and it's our priority to maintain leadership in this important immunoglobulin market. IG are antibodies that we harvest from plasma and are used to treat a range of immune and neurology disorders. Our IG portfolio, we have a strong market position through our two leading products in Privigen and Hizentra. Demand for both of these products continues to be robust globally. We have also achieved exceptional growth in our key specialty products, where we are seeing above double-digit revenue growth, particularly through products like Kcentra and Haegarda. Haegarda is used to treat patients who suffer from HAE, or hereditary angioedema. They lack a protein called C1, which can result in spontaneous and very significant swelling anywhere on the body. These events are particularly painful and can be life-threatening if suffered on the throat or face. Another area of strong growth for CSL is our new generation of recombinant haemophilia therapies, Idelvion and Afstyla. Idelvion has become the new standard of care for patients with haemophilia B, with its safety profile, high efficacy, and patient convenience, through a significant reduction in the number of infusions required. The purple segment is our influenza vaccine business, Seqirus, which was formed over 3 years ago following the acquisition of the assets that we acquired from Novartis. We have been working on a strategy for Seqirus to turn it into a sustainable and profitable business, and this is well on track. In terms of geography mix of our sales, we have a very broad sales reach, as you can see by the pie chart on the right. Our key markets are North America and Europe, and Australia accounts for approximately 9% of our total sales. Innovation is a long-standing hallmark of CSL's strategy. It is one of our strengths and it is at the core of everything we do. We continue to deliver innovation across the organization through our world-class R&D capabilities. On this slide, you will see that within our CSL bearing business, we launched 5 new major products in a space of 24 months, which demonstrates our ability to innovate and deliver life-saving and extending medicines to our patients around the world. This is why we are in business. Without patients, we don't have a business. Delivering these transformational therapies speaks volumes of both our research and development and our commercial development team's capability and their focus. Two of these, namely HAEGARDA and IDELVION, have been amongst the world's most successful launches ever in the industry. We have established market leadership, and this comes down to innovation and execution. These products are all making a significant contribution to CSL now and will continue into the future. Shifting now to our Seqirus business. Seqirus is the second largest influenza vaccine company in the world, operating 3 large-scale manufacturing operations across 3 continents. Its operations consist of the following sites: Liverpool in the UK, which uses egg-based production and is the UK's only injectable flu vaccine facility. Parkville in Australia, also egg-based production and the only manufacturer in the Southern Hemisphere. And Holly Springs in North Carolina in the US. This facility utilizes cell culture technology for production, the first major advancement in influenza production in over 40 years. Our Holly Springs facility is the only cell culture facility of scale globally. These production facilities gives us the scale to produce differentiated seasonal influenza products for the global market all year round and provide priority pandemic security to help protect a large number of countries around the world. I'd like to take a few moments just to comment on influenza. Influenza is a serious disease which unfortunately is too often confused with the common cold. Seasonal influenza is the greatest disease burden that humanity faces from infectious diseases. On this slide is data from the European CDC and shows that influenza is the most severe infectious disease in terms of both incident rates and mortality. At a global level, the World Health Organization estimates that around about 400,000 people die a year from malaria, for which there has been no widely available vaccine. The equivalent figure for influenza is around 650,000. Jumping to the US, which is well observed, last winter the CDC estimated that 79,000 people died as a result of influenza. That's over 3 times the US national road toll. What we call seasonal influenza is really a group of strains of the virus that mutate rapidly and constantly to drive epidemics that sweep the globe, mainly during the winter months. Occasionally, however, an entire new strain crosses from animals and mutates enough to be transmissible between humans. Because our immune systems have never been exposed to these strains before, they can be deadly and often highly transmissible. At Seqirus, we have a broad portfolio of influenza vaccines. Firstly, the vast majority of the world's influenza vaccines are manufactured by growing the virus in chicken eggs before inactivation and purification. Seqirus is leading the way in bringing to life one of the several new methods, in this case by growing the virus in mammalian cells at our plant in Holly Springs, North Carolina. The cell-based vaccine that we make in Holly Springs is called FluCellVax, and we have seen some positive real-world data which indicates that this type of vaccine was 36% more effective in preventing influenza-like illnesses than egg-based vaccine in the 2017-2018 season in the US. which is very encouraging and we think gives us a strategic advantage. The other major point I want to highlight is that some parts of the community are more vulnerable to influenza than others. The largest high-risk cohort is over 65s, who are especially vulnerable due to other medical conditions being more likely and aging of the immune system. For these groups, there are stronger vaccines available. Our offering, called Fluad, uses an adjuvant to boost the immune response to the vaccine and is now the standard in Australia for this group. Whilst this is currently an egg-based product, we are looking to develop it using the cell-based method. I'd now like to turn to capital allocation and give you a feel for how we make investment decisions at CSL and how this impacts your investment in the company. Running a global operation like ours and keeping ahead of patient demand requires a large amount of capital expenditure and investment. Over the last 10 years, we have allocated around $20 billion of capital, more than half of which has been returned to shareholders through dividends and our share buyback program. You will notice I have included research and development as part of our capital allocation. Whilst this is expensed at CSL, i.e. we don't capitalise our R&D investment, it is important to look at the research and development investment through the same lens as we do when making other capital allocation decisions. Now let me break down the various components of our capital allocation. Firstly, there is capital expenditure or CapEx. On this next slide, you will see that our level of capital has increased, CapEx has increased significantly over the last 2 to 3 years and is expected to be in the order of $1.2 to $1.3 billion this financial year. There is a lot of growth going on in the company, and this requires an increased level of capital expenditure. This includes investing in plasma collection centres and investing in our manufacturing network to ensure we have the capacity to meet the growing demand for our products. Let me walk you through some of our major areas in which we are making this capital investment. At CSL, we operate one of the world's largest and most efficient plasma collection networks. These centres receive millions of donations every year to provide the plasma we need to produce our life-saving medicines for our patients. Just a reminder for those not familiar with plasma, about half of our blood is water, 45% is red blood cells, and 5% proteins. We are interested in the proteins. So when we take a donation, we take the water and the protein. This is called plasma. And then we transfuse the red cells back into the donor. On this slide, you will see that we have been expanding our plasma collection network quite significantly over the last 3 to 4 years by opening new centres. As demand for our products continues to increase, we need to be collecting enough raw material to meet this growth and ensure reliable supply of our products to our patients well into the future. As of March 2019, we had an integrated network of over 220 plasma collection centres, with new openings, centre openings running at 2 to 3 per month. In our centres, we use the most sophisticated methods available, which meet or exceed stringent safety and quality standards and reflect our commitment to ensuring all of our products are safe and effective. On the manufacturing side of things, we continue to invest in state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities around the world. At our Kankakee facility in the United States, which is in Illinois, south of Chicago, we have completed the construction of a new base fractionation plant, and planning is already underway for further capacity in the future. The tall building you see here is by far the tallest building in Kankakee, and for that matter, miles around. An area largely dominated by cornfields. With this in mind, we called the construction project Everest, after a rather tall mountain on the other side of the world. At our Broadmeadows facility in Victoria, we continue to expand our capacity in several areas. A new production module for IG was completed last year, which has doubled the plant's capacity to produce Privigen and increase our global supply for IG by some 30%. We have also been investing in our new album and production facility, which is largely complete, and we anticipate to begin production later this year. The next part of the pie I would like to talk about is research and development. Research and development has made a valuable contribution in making CSL the successful company it is today. Innovation has been in the DNA of CSL since our beginnings in 1916, and it continues to be at the core of everything we do. CSL has invested almost $3 billion US in research and development over the last 5 years, and again, you'll see by this chart, this is increasing as the company grows. This financial year, we expect our research and development investment to increase by $150 to $200 million US. As I said, innovation is a key pillar of CSL's strategy and an important driver of our performance and future growth. We need to keep innovating so that we can continue to deliver on our promise to patients. Listed here are some of the significant areas of innovation that we are focused on. First one is transplant. Our emerging transplant franchise is developing well. Transplant is a field of significant unmet need, and our goal is to support patients before, during, and after transplantations with new therapies. We are investigating the use of current CSL products to treat patients with graft versus host disease or experiencing antibody-mediated rejection. In addition, we've also entered into a collaboration with Pharos for a monoclonal antibody as part of our growing transplant capabilities. CSL112, which is a product we are developing to prevent secondary heart attacks, this is the largest research project that CSL has ever undertaken. Our phase 3 study commenced in April 2018 and is expected to take somewhere between 3 to 5 years to complete. We need to recruit over 17,000 patients worldwide into the study, and as at our half-year results, we had enrolled 1,000, and recruitment continues to progress well. Other major developments include our acquisition of Calimmune, a Californian-based biotech company which is focused on gene and cell-based therapies for the treatment of rare genetic disorders, and CSL730, this is an Fc multimer protein that we are working on with Momentum and have commenced a phase 1 study. This is the last piece of the capital allocation pie I would like to talk to you about, is shareholder returns, and the one closest to your hearts, I suspect. In terms of dividends, at CSL we don't have a formal dividend policy. However, I think history and this chart speaks for itself. Dividends have been growing at an average rate of 14% over the past decade, with a consistent payout ratio of between 40 to 50% of our net earnings. The other part of our shareholder return equation has been our share buyback program, which has delivered 28% earnings per share accretion over the past decade. As we purchase shares on market and cancel them, our earnings per share improved with fewer shares on issue, and also our weighted average cost of capital has reduced. I'd like to finish with a few comments on some of the company's growth drivers going forward. Fundamentally, we strive to be more innovative, more efficient, and more flexible, and we have structures in place to excel in each of these measures. But specifically in our CSL Behring business, we see ongoing robust demand for our therapies. I spoke about the recent global launches of our 5 new products. We are yet to fully benefit from these, and penetration into these markets takes some time. And we have a solid R&D pipeline of programs fueling future growth. In our influenza vaccine business, it's a different story. We would drive forward the transition of Seqirus. When we purchased the influenza assets from Novartis a few years ago and formed Seqirus, it was making a $200 million loss. Last year, it moved back into the black and is on track to make a $200 million profit next year. And to do this, our commercialization of Flucelvax and Fluad are key elements of this strategy. Lastly, efficiency and flexibility. This is an exercise without an end. However, we have a couple of significant activities underway. We are well progressed in rolling out our new technology systems, and we have a major manufacturing expansion program underway in response to the demand for all our products. Overall, CSL has a very strong platform to continue to deliver sustained growth. So with that, I'll draw to a close and be happy to take any questions you may have. We have some roaming microphones in the room. If you could please stand and put your hand up, one will come over to you so that everyone can hear the questions that you ask.